Legendary film industry lobbyist Jack Valenti died today following a stroke that he suffered in March. He was 85 years old. Valenti served as an advisor to President Lyndon Johnson before taking the helm of the Motion Picture Association of America. One of his proudest achievements was the creation of the movie rating system. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Valenti was a small, dapper man known for his silver hair and his silver tongue. John Dolgen, formerly the head of Paramount Pictures, remembers him this way.
Always full of energy, always full of ideas. Represented the industry in a way that no one else actually could. Extraordinary spokesman. A great lover of the English language. Spoke with flourish upon flourish.
Valenti was born to a working-class family in Houston, Texas. After graduating from high school at age 15, he went to work for an oil company and rose from office boy to a job in the advertising department. During the Second World War, Valenti served as a bomber pilot. When he returned to the advertising business, he took on some political clients, including then-Congressman Lyndon Johnson. In 1963, Valenti was helping with press matters during President John Kennedy's ill-fated visit to Texas.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital.
In the famous photo of Johnson swearing in on Air Force One, Valenti appears in the background. On the spot, Johnson had drafted Valenti into his administration. Valenti remained a loyal advisor until 1966, when legendary studio boss Lou Wasserman recruited him to run the Motion Picture Association of America. Initially, Valenti balked, until Wasserman asked Valenti what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. Valenti described the moment in an interview on The Charlie Rose Show.
The more I thought about it, Charlie, I thought, television, movies, wow, that's what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Sid Sheinberg was Lou Wasserman's right-hand man for many years, and he says in the early days, Valenti had to deal with the overpowering personalities of Hollywood studio chiefs.
Each one of them considered themselves to be an absolute monarch, suspicious of the fellow sitting next to him, and it was a very difficult job.
But Valenti had the charm to manage the task. And after working with such iconic figures as Johnson and Wasserman, Valenti was to become an icon in Washington himself. One of his best friends was Republican Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska.
Politics was not relevant to what he did as a person representing the Motion Picture Association in America. I knew he was a strong Democrat, and he really was out campaigning for Democrats and that sort of thing. But that was immaterial to the friendship that we had.
Gigi Sohn is with an advocacy group called Public Knowledge. She often tangled with Valenti in recent years over copyright laws. But she says Valenti was from an era of civility that has largely faded away.
He was respectful and kind, even if he vigorously disagreed with your policy position.
A few months ago, Sohn says, she was quoted in a newspaper article complimenting Valenti on his eloquence. He sent her a handwritten thank you note.
So why does this man who's a national icon, you know, have to send a thank you note like that to some, you know, little public interest advocate in Washington, D.C.? I just thought that was the epitome of class.
Valenti's proudest achievement was the creation of the movie ratings system. Despite unending controversy and allegations that the system is arbitrary and too tolerant of violent imagery, Valenti defended it with unflagging energy. In 1999, he told Morning Edition that film directors had a right to tell stories as they saw fit.
But also the American public and the American family has a right not to patronize any film that they think soils their children's future. They have a right not to listen to any music they don't think their children ought to listen to. Unfortunately, when you live in a First Amendment society, you have to allow into the landscape that which you and I might find to be unwholesome.
Valenti announced his retirement in March 2004. Many believe his successor, former Congressman Dan Glickman, is facing a far less collegial world in both Hollywood and Washington. Kim Masters, NPR News.
Thank you. Thank you.